AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan's been out shaking hands with citizens who are helping to clean up after yesterday's riots in Baltimore. He said thousands of National Guardsmen are on call to help protect the city, which erupted into violence following the funeral of Freddie Gray, a black man who died in police custody earlier this month. This morning, we talked to Martell Morris, who'd been in a CVS pharmacy minutes before rioters looted it and burned it.
To the people who want to commit violence and destroy everything and be ignorant, stay home. Stay out of sight, out of mind. Let the people who are actually trying to fix something and get justice for Freddie Gray and his family, let them handle this.
Meanwhile, Mayor Stephanie Rawlings-Blake is pushing back against those who are asking if she was too slow in calling for help from the governor. Armchair quarterback, she calls those people.
There will be a time to talk about all the different things that were going on that we were responding to.
Mayor Stephanie Rawlings-Blake of Baltimore. Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy is asking skeptical questions this morning as the Supreme Court hears arguments over the right of gay and lesbian couples to marry. Supreme Court Justice Kennedy's vote is seen as pivotal, and he said this morning that marriage has been understood as one man and one woman for millennia plus time. He said same-sex marriage has been debated in earnest for only about 10 years, and he wondered aloud if scholars and the public need more time. Helicopters crisscrossed the mountains above a remote area of Nepal this morning as we learn that more than 4,600 people are now dead in the weekend earthquake there. 250 villagers in one area are feared missing. A new study shows President Obama is still by far the most followed world leader on Twitter, but Pope Francis is most influential. This is AP Radio News. President Obama has welcomed Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe to the White House for a day of talks. Our Mark Smith is there.
Abe got the full ceremonial treatment on a sunny South lawn.
This visit is a celebration of the ties of friendship and family that bind our peoples.
Even said the president, all those things we here have Japan to thank for.
Manga and anime. And of course, emojis.
Through a translator, Abe said his top goal taking office was revitalizing ties.
Now, our bilateral relationship is more robust than ever.
A partnership Obama called indestructible. Mark Smith at the White House.
And there is news about the economy this morning. Consumer confidence fell this month to the lowest level in 4 months, knocked down by a slowdown in hiring, according to the experts. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.